Thank you so much for coming out and joining us here at our second annual Suwannee Spring Fest. Are you having a good time so far? I know that we've combined a lot of musical styles here at this festival. There's so much, I think the central element of it all is just great American-based music. The roots of everything is right here this weekend, and I hope you're enjoying it. We're going to do our very best to keep presenting this kind of music here at Suwannee Spring Fest, and hopefully much more in the future, and we hope that you'll come back and bring your friends with you too. Thanks for bearing with us. Those of you who have been to festivals before know that it takes a little time to get everything adjusted. That's right. And we want it just right. Folks, not too long ago, a really great album came out called Out of the Woodwork. Some of you may be familiar with it on Rounder Records.
One, two.
Combining some fellas who have a great deep background in old-time bluegrass music, with Clarence White, many of the greats. And we're awfully happy to have them joining us here at Suwannee Spring Fest. They'll be doing many gigs throughout the year. They'll be at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. Some of them will be appearing at other festivals throughout the country this year.
One, two.
Test, check, one, two. Test, one, two.
When I found out that these fellas were going to be playing some concerts,
one, two.
It became imperative to me and very clear that that was just the kind of thing that we wanted to start presenting here at Suwannee Spring Fest. And I think right about now I can introduce to you Larry Rice, Tony Rice, Chris Hillman, Herb Peterson, Ricky Simpkins, Ronnie Simpkins, and Fred Travers. Please welcome these fellas, folks.
Test check, one, two. Test, one, two. Test check, one, two. That's better.
Can we get a mix of the vocals? Yeah.
One, two.
Yeah, man.
Test check, one, two.
Yeah, bring them up over here.
Testing again, one, two, three. Test check, one, two, three, four.
Bring them up.
That's better, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
That'll work. Okay. Oh, he said to the audience, that'll work, huh? Yeah. I think we're ready to do this, huh? Tell me you love me. These days I need you more than ever before. And don't give up on me. Nobody else could ever love you more than I do. We all need someone, someone to believe in. This life that we are sharing, built on love and trust. If it takes a lifetime, I would never stop my trying to build a better life for us. High as a wild bird flies, wild and free, that's how I dream. I gotta keep on dreaming. We can have what we cannot see tomorrow. On the highest mountain, high on the highest mountain, we can watch those wild birds fly. We can drift away, find our own disguise. Oh, as long as you are with me, I will never stop dreaming. Hard times can't hold us down forever. Hard times are gonna fade away. Hard times, we can't let them stop us, darling. There will be a better day. There will be a better day. Thank you so much. Here's a song off our Rounder album, out of the woodwork, and Larry's going to sing for you that he wrote, Larry Rice. It's called Lord Won't You Help Me.
Did you write this?
Norman Blake wrote this.
Before I lose my mind,
got me a woman way back home, you know, a load of grave. Spends every dollar that I make only drive me to the grave, my long home.
Lord, won't you help me before I'm dead and gone? Sunnyside at dawn, leaving old Chicago with its rain and snow chilled to the bone. Lord, won't you help me ride this greyhound home? Follows me down, slide right back to hell, just jump the pole. Lord, won't you help me save my worthless soul? Lord, won't you help me save my worthless soul?
Thank you. Thank you.
This is a song we cut on the Out of the Woodwork album. And it was a song Stephen Stills wrote way back in the early 70s. And we recorded it in a band I worked with him in the early 70s called Manassas. And a wonderful tune called So Begins a Task. Oh, so begins a task. I have dreaded the coming of for so long. I wait for the sun to remind my body it needs resting. And I must learn to live without you now. I must learn to give only parts of mine. Camping on the edge of your city, I wait, hoping someday you might see beyond yourself. Shadows on the ceiling, hard but not real, like the bars that cage you within yourself. And I must learn to live without you now. I must learn to give only part. I must learn to give only parts of mine. All of these cages must and shall be set aside. They will only keep us from the knowing. Actors and stages now fall before the truth, like the bottle of love to share between us. And I must learn to live without you now. I must learn to give only parts of mine. I must learn to live without you now. I must learn to give only parts of mine.
This is an old Flatten Scruggs tune that is near and dear to all of us. One called The Love and Wealth.
Aside from what somebody wrote in a magazine, we are not a law firm. But somebody said Rice, Rice, Peterson, and Hillman, or Peterson, Hillman, Rice, and Rice, or vice versa, and back and forth sounds like a law firm, but we're not. We're this is actually our second show in 35 years.
And he ain't lying either.
Aside from that, over on the fiddle, a good friend of ours from Virginia, Mr. Ricky Simpkins. So Ricky's left is a fellow that Tony and I have known, like I said, for 35, maybe even 40 years. I lost track a long time ago. But we met Chris and Herb out in California when we was 11, 12, 13 years old. And we've stayed in contact ever since then, and we just started playing and recording again. But Herb Peterson on the banjo. Great player, great singer.
Thank you.
On the mandolin right now, and a man who does many things. He's come from rock and roll to country and back to bluegrass and all sorts of fields throughout the music through the years. But like I said, we've known Chris Hillman a long time. Give Chris Hillman a big hand. We borrowed a couple of people from the Seldom Scene up in from out of Washington, D.C. And one of them is Fred Travers on the dobro. Give Fred a big hand. Another fellow from the Seldom Scene, Mr. Ronnie Simpkins, Ricky's brother, on the bass.
Yeah.
Give Ronnie a big hand. over on the rhythm guitar, and sometimes he plays a little bit of lead. It's my brother, Tony Rice. My name's Larry, and we're going to do a tune now written by, who wrote this, Richard Thompson and Linda?
Linda. Yeah.
Linda Thompson, okay. It's called Dimming of the Day. This old house is falling down around my ears. Of my tears. When all my will is gone, you hold me sway, and I need you at the dimming of the day. You pull me like your moon pulls on the tide. What days have come to keep us far apart? A broken promise, soul, a broken heart. Now all the bonny birds have wheeled away. I need you at the dimming of the day. Come the night, you're only what I want. Come the night, you can be my confidant. I see you on the street and in company. Why don't you come and ease your mind to me? I'm living for the night, we're still away, and I need you. Yes, I need you at the ending of the day.
Thank you. Rice.
We're going to get a dobro tune going here, one called Fireball. I brought a few records, and I think they got them set up right over here to my left at the little booth in case anybody don't have Out of the Woodwork yet. And there's some other CDs and cassettes over there, so drop by if you get a chance. Here's a dobro tune, like I said, one called Fireball. Thank you.
This is a song, it's a new song I wrote about a year ago. It's based on a legend out where I live, the Ojai Valley in California. And people have seen this woman walking through the valley late at night sometimes, and there's really nobody there. This is the classic ghost story, and we all go, yeah, right, but she's been sighted about 5 or 10 times over the last 70 years. And this is called Angels Cry. It's on a new record. I'm going to plug it right now. New album coming out that I did for Sugar Hill, coming out in June. And this is one of the songs. It goes like this. Goes down where the water flows. Oh, oh. Hair is black as a raven, a skin so pearly white. Fair maiden never walked alone in the pale moonlight. Her voice crying soft, where has my lover gone? Took off and down the river and left me here alone. Come meet me by the willow, she whispered in her ear. She waited through the night, but he never did appear. She heard the horses gallop, and the words the rider said. Your true lover has been taken to hang by the riverbed. Cry, cry, the angels cry. Why hast thou forsaken me? She cried out to the night and grabbed a silver dagger. It was there she took her life. Meet me by the river, she whispered in his ear. Waited through the night, but he never did appear. She heard the horses gallop, the words the rider said. Your true lover has been taken, hang by the riverbed. And it's cry, cry, the angels cry.
Thank you so much. We're going to feature Ricky and me on this one. It's a banjo and fiddle tune. That's really all you need in a band anyhow. One called The Leather Breeches goes like this. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy.
See, they're embarrassed to come back out now.
I hope everybody's having a good time this evening. How about it? I'm going to do a tune that I wrote that's on our project called Out of the Woodwork. And I actually wrote this tune about 7 or 8 years ago and grabbed it out of a file. And we decided to do it when we recorded this project. And it's called Just Me and You. Call a fade out.
Here's one of my favorite Bill Monroe songs, Goodbye Old Pal. I grew up with horses, and I can really relate to this. Great, great song, and Bill was a horseman, too. It's about an old cowboy losing his horse and burying him out there on the prairie. It goes like this.
Up time in Texas, way out west. I lost a friend and a pal, boys. I laid him down to rest. I reached and mourned over his grave. To me, boys, it was sad. I knew down beneath that mound lay the best pal I ever had. How did he lay? Oh, lay, oh, lay. Horse and now he's gone to rest. I laid him down beneath that mound in Texas, away out west, where the cactus blooms over his grave and the coyotes cry. I know down beneath that mound is the best pal I ever had. How did he lay, oh, lay, oh, lay. It breaks my heart to leave you here alone. Now I go and ride the range on a Texas roan. But my love for you, old pal, it shall linger on. I will always think of you, although you did and gone. How did it lay, oh, lay, oh, lay.
While we're on the bluegrass subject, I guess we'll try another bluegrass tune. This is an old tune that Red Allen recorded, and I believe he may have wrote it. Did he write Teardrops in My Eyes?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Red Allen wrote this tune many years ago, and we recorded it, Tony and I, on a project for Roundler called The Rice Brothers, and it's one called Teardrops in My Eyes.
Thank you.
get some more.
I found out what they say is true. I hope someday that you'll be blue, and then you'll know, dear, why I cry. With these two drops in my eye. Someday you'll be blue, and then you know, dear, why I cry. With these two drops in my eyes.
Thank you.
They all quit. Every band I get in, they all quit. I don't get it.
What the heck happened here? You're out too? Well, the heck with all of you. Where's Roger? Ah, darn it. Boy, he wouldn't quit me. I thought someone was playing with me on this. We rehearsed it with other people. That's my buddy.
Just like a sailor adrift on the sea, I've been waiting for a southern breeze. Just when my patience started wearing thin, you've given me my second wind. All of my life I've been chasing a dream, flying so high I ran out of steam. I was led to believe I would never fit in. You've given me my second wind.
Hear the warning, oh, hear the cry of a desperate morning for a love gone by. Oh, and I've got a reason to start living again. You've given me my second wind.
Rhythm breaker.
Just like a leaf floating in the air, a homeless heart so full of despair. Then I found you, my long lost friend. You've given me my second wind.
Hear the warning, oh, hear the cry of a desperate morning for a love gone by. Oh, and I've got a reason to start living again.
You've given me my second wind. I've got a reason to start living again. You've given me my second wind.
No one else. Right up here. We're all ready for you.
Sure.
Woke up this morning. Well, well, well. Back on the payroll, huh?
This is a tune that Chris and I wrote a few years ago. It was on one of our Desert Rose Band albums. And it transfers real nice to acoustic music. It's called No One Else.
Yes, my prince.
Okay. When the mood is quiet somewhere, usually late at night, I got time to think about what you've been saying. If it looks like I don't listen, doesn't mean that I don't care. In your heart, you know I'll always be there. For the sake of conversation, are you trying to release all the feelings deep inside that you've been hiding? It used to be so easy to open up our hearts. We'll always have a silent understanding. What has tamed this burning fire that started long ago? What has taken our desire to believe? If we're meant to be together, we should try to make things right. Cause holding on is all we've got today. No one else should ever feel this way. I've forgotten more than many, you've remembered quite a lot. That's why it really matters what we're saying. Don't be led astray by others, always listen to your heart. Dreams we hold together are worth saving. What has tamed this burning fire that started long ago? What has taken our desire to believe? If we're meant to be together, we should try to make things right. Holding on is all we've got today. No one else should ever feel this way. What has tamed this burning fire that started long ago? What has taken our desire to believe? If we're meant to be together, we should try to make things right. So holding on is all we've got today. No one else should ever feel this way. If we're meant to be together, we should try to make things right. So holding on is all we've got today. No one else should ever feel this way.
Thank you very much. Got time for one more song. Thanks for coming to see all this good music tonight. All right. This is a song called Change Coming Down. And
didn't know till I heard the door close and the car started up. She was ready to go and I could not believe this was happening to me. Well, I looked her in the eye and I had no reply. It's a change coming down. I felt so cold and oh so alone, and the moon was rising and I was moving real slow. Oh, there's a chill wind blowing through this empty house tonight. Something went wrong, somebody turned down the light. It's a change coming down. I can't pretend to be somebody else. I'm still trying to be true to myself. I didn't see the writing on the wall. She grabbed the ring, I took the fall. Thank you. Every life has a dream for the price she must pay. And the last thing I saw when she walked out on me, she turned around with a smile. Oh, it made me believe it's a chain coming down. I can't pretend to be somebody else. I'm still trying to be true to myself. I didn't see the writing on the wall. She grabbed the ring, I took the fall.
Thanks very much, everybody.
What? Was that some picking or what? Let's get them to come back out and do one more. Tony and Larry Rice, Ricky and Ronnie Simpkins, Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson, Fred Travers, come on, y'all.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a good time tonight. Be careful. Stick around for Roger, Guy Clark, and all that, man. Great music tonight. If I can stay up that late, you better believe it. I don't know if I can stay up that late.
Those cold, cold kisses that you gave me, little darling, has proved to me you found somebody new. Tomorrow'll be another lonesome day, and I wish you hadn't gone so far away. And you don't love me anymore, my darling, I'm just what used to be to you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.